This podcast was recorded on the Rodecaster Pro, the world's first fully integrated podcast production console. With 4 mic channels, 8 sound pads for triggering effects and music, the ability to bring in phone and Skype calls, and powerful onboard audio processing. It's the perfect solution whether you're just getting into podcasting or you're a seasoned pro.
Welcome to another episode of the PhotoFacts Podcast. I'm Jim Felder.
I'm Robert Trawick.
Oh, hello.
The ability to pull people in on iPhone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rode.
Yeah, exactly. We have a guest.
That bombed really quick. Yeah, we didn't have anything else going on.
It always does. But, you know, they're still here listening, aren't you?
Are we going to talk about a new sponsor?
Our new sponsor. Well, I wouldn't call them a sponsor as of this date.
That's probably true.
We can wish. We can hope.
I mean, I guess they're not really sponsoring since we're paying for the bottle.
Yeah.
But this stuff is pretty good.
We've mentioned them on the show many times.
We have.
We tend to have a glass, a sip, every episode. Every episode.
It's a long sip.
Well, yeah, we don't fill our glasses up, but we keep refilling them. No, it's Castle Spirits. It's a local distillery in downtown Oklahoma City. Castle Spirits, it's honey brewed, grain neutral spirits with natural flavor added.
Did it say grain neutral? That we just said?
Grain neutral spirits, yes.
So basically, well, we're gonna tour the place, but yeah. Basically neutral grain means it's like Everclear, so it doesn't have any flavor at all. And they're adding the whiskey flavor to it.
Yeah, they have one bottle. It's a, how many ounces is this?
Not enough.
It's a decent sized bottle.
It is a pretty good sized bottle. Would you say that's over 6 inches, Jim?
Yeah, that's about 8 or 10.
That's a lot more than you've ever seen.
Oh, God, you're bad. I don't know how much. I don't know.
I don't know. I think
it's a decent sized bottle. It's a very classy looking
bottle. Don't they call this a fifth? Have you heard that term before?
Yeah, but I don't know what a fifth is.
Oh, it's 750 milliliters. So it's almost, it's 3/4 of a liter. Huh. Why are we doing this by milliliters?
I don't know.
I mean, I know milliliters because I'm Spanish, but like most of the American public, I remember the disaster that we had when we tried to make everything metric. Remember that? Mm-hmm. That didn't last.
I was very afraid.
Why were you afraid?
It involves math. I don't want to have to think.
Really? Do you think about speedometer math whenever you're going on the road? No, the speedometer says...
Yeah, if I accidentally switch my car over to kilometers, I freak out. I'm like, God, what the... You know.
Okay, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. It's an accidental thing. I've done it twice.
How are you doing it twice?
I don't know.
Because I want to know so I can do it for you a couple times.
I'm good like that, baby.
Oh my God! I'm not sure. I'm not sure we drank enough yet.
I don't know. But
welcome to the photography drinking show.
Yeah, welcome back to listening to this show, whatever that means.
I don't know. Yeah. Great. Okay, so we do have a guest today.
A very, very special, talented, and beautiful guest.
Oh, I'm gonna go ahead.
I've never met her yet, but I met her on the phone or on this audio, right? Yeah, she's on the phone. Yeah,
she's on the phone.
She was on Zoom, but we switched over to the phone.
Yeah, it's because we have the Rodecaster.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, welcome, Christian Betancourt.
Yay! Yeah, I don't have an applause on this, do I?
I don't think so.
I don't think I do because that was like perfect.
Yeah.
I need a cool sound effect.
So tell us what you are.
I'm a single woman in Oklahoma City. Oh.
That's funny.
Oh, I thought you were asking me, Jim.
No. So what is? Why do we have you on the show? You're like, I don't know.
I ran into Rob and he asked me to be on here.
Is that how it goes? Okay.
No, I am a personal stylist and also a stylist for photo shoots in the Oklahoma City area.
Sweet. Yeah, because that's, I don't think, for me personally, I've not I mean, I've heard of that, like, for commercial stuff, but usually it's like, oh, hair and makeup or...
Right.
Yeah, but that's, I guess, I don't, what am I saying? I don't know.
Well, no, no.
But you need a stylist.
But you know what? Here's the thing. And this is perfect because, you know, I suffer from the same thing. And what I picked up from Melissa Rodwells,
yeah,
remember her? Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody was locked in COVID. So, you know, we were sitting around watching Zoom stuff, basically associating with photographers from all over the world in fashion. And one thing that I heard these photographers talk about a lot was the importance of hair, makeup, and a stylist. The stylist being of the utmost importance. So, I mean...
I would agree.
Well, of course you're going to agree. You're a stylist.
Yeah, because what we learned from Melissa was we are the director. We run the show, which scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
You know, because... I'm there to take great pictures, but I guess I'm the kind of guy that, you know me, Robert, I like to be kind of like behind the scenes, kind of, you know, behind the camera and don't have to do much.
No, you know? No, that's not you.
Yes.
No, it isn't. Well, you don't want to have to tell people what to do.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
So why do you think I shoot real estate and headshots and dogs? And events. I mean, I'm just a fly on the wall flicking the shutter.
A fly on the wall flicking a shutter. Can that be one of our new t-shirts?
It could be the title of the show.
It could be. I may have to write that down.
That would be a good one.
I like that. So I obviously I've been on the search for stylist, and I will say this. There's a lot of young women out there that call themselves fashion stylists, but until you meet Christian, you don't know.
Yeah, because she actually has a degree.
Yes. So let's talk about that first. Let's talk about you and like what made you grow up to be a fashion stylist? I mean, how did this get started, and you know, what kind of education you want to throw out there to these people so they know what you're talking about?
Right. Yeah. So I don't know, you know, when you're a little kid and you are thinking what you want to be when you grow up or who you want to be. And I always wanted to be, you know, a nurse because my mom was a nurse or a teacher or whatever. And I used to actually keep this notebook of just all these ideas of what I wanted to be. And I had on there fashion designer. But I never really liked to design because I feel like you have to stay so inspired every season to create something completely new. But as I got older, I found that I kind of just had a knack for putting things together that people had already designed. It's kind of my need for the textures, the colors, the things like that. And I think I just always kind of knew. So then I went to school for that once I figured out that you could actually go to school to get a fashion degree. You know, being from Oklahoma, I feel like that was never really offered up to me. And I never knew that that was a thing. I just assumed you just got into the business the way that a lot of people do by knowing people. So yeah, I started off at OSU my freshman year, and then I transferred to UCO in Edmond, and that's where I finished up. And I actually have a fashion marketing degree, so it kind of encompasses a lot of things. I mean, I really could take it into marketing for like advertising or something like that if I wanted to, but there they teach you just like the principles of design, very much like photography, I assume, just how to take a picture, what looks good, you know, the numbers of it all, ratios. And you do a little bit more design and like color theory and things as well. And then as I was finishing up school, I really just had to sit down and think, like, I have all this knowledge and I have this degree, but what do I really want to do with it? And I realized that helping people become or feel the best versions of themselves, and especially people who are a little bit more timid when it comes to clothing. I never really have been, but I know a lot of people struggle with that. And helping people to feel the best versions of themselves really brought me a lot of intrinsic value. And so I was like, well, why not put that to use and become a personal stylist?
Wow. You sound very intelligent. I bet you're very intelligent.
She is extremely well-read, spoken, yes, and I carries herself with grace.
That's awesome.
When you watch her walk into a coffee shop, everybody's head snaps back. And I thought I had something on my shirt, but it wasn't me. They were looking at her.
And you make me blush.
Well, this is probably too early in the show to ask this, but I was just looking at a
Were you proposing?
No.
Wait a second.
It's like a little early yet.
Well,
let's get the ring out.
So I recently found, I think I found this from Robert or something, but it's called fashioneditorials.com. It might have been from Melissa, or maybe it's one of Melissa's sites. I don't know. Do you know that site, Robert?
It doesn't ring a bell, but I have a lot.
Yeah.
So fashioneditorials, would you say? .com,
yeah, plural. So, Christian, do you know of that website, fashioneditorials.com?
No, I don't think I've heard of it.
Well, here's my question. So, I guess it kind of troubles me a little because I'm so used to seeing the photos that I'm used to seeing or taking or whatever. So, fashion tends to be, I don't know what you call it. I have a hard time with words.
But fashion.
No. Okay, so where can I go with this? So sometimes fashion, you know how sometimes the girls are very just solemn. They're not smiling. They're especially this.
Yes.
I want to say indie or just kind of obscure or I don't know the word.
I think indie is correct.
It's very
very independent, very avant-garde, outside of the box.
So I'm scrolling through here, and I'm going to ask you. This is what I'm going to ask you: is this where it's at? Like where it's going? Okay, these photos, I want to say they're like snapshots. Okay, now that being said, maybe they are just snapshots. But as Melissa has said, or I've heard David Anthony. You know, you're telling a story or you're trying to sell the clothing. But if you're selling the clothing, I don't know. It's just kind of weird how there's three women standing here and it's just very solemn. They're just straight. There's no posing. It's just straight. Hands are at their sides and they're staring off camera. And it's to me, it's odd. But maybe that's just the thing. And the composition of this photo, it's just odd to me. It's just very different.
There's a lot of odd stuff in fashion.
And
I think one of the things that she does well when I've had coffee with her and chit-chatted was she researches what's the next look.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct in that assumption?
Yes. Yes, that's very true.
So what are your thoughts on or your comments on that kind of stuff?
So basically, I think what he's asking is, you know, when you open a magazine right now, you pick up W Magazine, Vogue.
Right.
Maybe not Harper's Bazaar, but, you know, a magazine that is very fashion forward and you see the images in there. Do you look at it and go, oh, my God, why are these women so stiff?
No, I don't think so. I think and that's one of my favorite things to do. I've never really been much of a reader. I just like to look at the pictures. So fashion magazines always worked out. But it's an editorial. It's fashion. It's not a lifestyle magazine. And even if you have the clothes and perhaps the clothes go with a certain lifestyle. I feel like a lot of times, like let's take Vogue, for instance, you're selling luxury and luxury is the lifestyle. So I feel like you don't need to have a lot of pictures of, you know, girls sitting around a table laughing and then having fun. They're not really selling the experience. You are selling a look. So I don't think that is weird to me, or maybe I'm just used to it. And then it's also, you're telling a story, but a lot of pictures in fashion are about the angles and the lines as well. So I feel like maybe it doesn't seem very fluid a lot of times, unless it's like spring and you're selling something airy. Other than that, I feel like they can look a little bit stiff.
Yeah.
But
that's very enlightening because, you know, I'm old and I'm old fashioned, you know, because you think of the old, you know, the JCPenney ad or of the JCPenney catalog. They're always, you know, posing and they're happy and smiling because they're, you know, I don't know.
Because they're getting paid $12 an hour.
Yeah.
Well, and, it's also like that's a department store.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. That's a different deal. So I guess I'm not, I guess I've never been the guy to really look at that kind of photography in the magazines ever. I just kind of, you know, it's not ever been something that I've been interested in, but
now that you are. Now that you're older, you
are. Yeah, yeah. So this is like we've discussed other times, educational. You know, it's we're still learning. I'm still learning.
Oh, I'm still learning. My God.
You know,
I'm still learning too.
it's such a. I feel like it's not too far off, but it's such a distant genre, I guess. That you know, it's going to take a little bit to take pictures that are relative that are working right, you know, that are good enough for fashion.
But for example, one thing that she that what her job is or what is inside of her details is, if we came to her with an idea and said, okay, Christian, we want to do a fall fashion, and we're going to do it for Allure magazine, for example. Okay, Allure magazine kind of caters a lot more to a younger demographic. They have a lot of poppy colors in their magazine. The images are going to have more of a lifestyle feel than a fashion deadpan look.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to know that as a stylist. She's going to marry what our vision is to what it is. And I have to say, I mean, I can't help but brag. She's not even getting to talk. I'm just going to sit there and brag on her.
Yeah.
So he wanted to work with Ayla, which is a model. Excuse me. You've met her.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And Christian, I can't remember if I talked. I think I talked to you first. And I wanted to meet with Ayla. And Christian actually put the outfits that we did recently that we're trying to get published. And, you know, she said, hey, don't worry about it. I'll take care of the clothes. I'll get everything styled, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, great. All I got to do is worry about lighting, maybe a little posing. Look at me. We're good to go. And the outfits that she put Ayla in is definitely nothing that I would have come up, not even close on my own. You know, like nothing.
And we're talking to the images, the coffee shop with the couch.
Yes,
the couch. Those were awesome.
And the ones over at the Aloft Hotel. And holy shit.
Yeah, great job, Christian. Those.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So I think that's her job. I think a stylist is a bit of an interpreter.
Yeah.
Like her job is to interpret the ideas as well as what's going to work next season. Like she has to almost gamble on saying, okay, Christian, tell us, what do you think the next colors are going to be for next season? What have you been seeing?
Let me just look at my notes in my phone, actually. Mm-hmm. I'll just pull that right up. I feel like, you know, pastels for spring is not groundbreaking, but kind of like mint colors and seafoam, lilac, soft yellow, some different kind of neutrals, like a slate gray.
And how do you come up with this? Do you come up with this because are there stylist websites that are secret you guys chit chat about?
No, I don't think it's a secret. I know I mentioned like Women's Wear Daily is a big kind of resource for everything that's going on in the industry. It's like an industry article magazine, but a lot of times the way that a lot of things work, it's like if it's haute couture, or the very top of the top, haute couture and like all these big design houses and things like that, those creative directors or designers will pull their inspiration from somewhere and decide, hey, this is what I want to design in my collection. And everyone does that. And so say for instance, like we just had Fashion Week and they've been doing everything for spring. I'll just go and I'll watch all of that content that's out there and then just start picking up on the patterns that I noticed. And a lot of it, I feel like people ask me this all the time, is how I know so well what's going to be popular. And I like to brag on myself and say some of it really is like analysis and research. And I think the other part of it is just a God-given talent that I have to be intuitive and just take a lucky guess, you know. But whenever you start seeing a lot of similar patterns, you can kind of bet or guess that is what's going to be popular. And eventually it trickles down into all these stores that everyday consumers are buying.
Wow. Okay. What was that? Was it womensdaily.com?
Women's Wear Daily.
Women's Wear Daily. I want to definitely get that in the show notes so that our photographers can benefit from looking at fashion like I do and not understand a damn thing of what they're looking at.
So, Christian, did you go and see the location that Robert was shooting at? Had you seen it before, or did you know what you were, you know, styling for?
The Aloft Hotel, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I forgot.
A couple of occasions, yeah. And then the Iore coffee shop I actually introduced him to.
It's
lots of cool vibes in there. So
yeah.
For fall, and especially for doing something just fashion and kind of editorial, like we talked about, the images seem kind of weird. But I like to think of them as moody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just kind of thought about those places and Rob and I brainstormed with some other places that we could shoot with. And part of it was, yes, what's going to be in season for the fall, but it's also what's going to work on this model and what's going to work with the location that we're shooting at. And I do that a lot with like the colors and textures and things. Some things are just going to look awkward in a certain environment.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that she did such a great job with that completely. So you did mention earlier that you kind of felt like you were a little bit out of the box compared to most people. Is that correct?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if this is in my way of thinking. My personality, yeah. I feel like we all have to be a little bit out of the box when you're working in the creative industry. I feel like that's what gives you all of your ideas and helps you stay inspired.
So, since you're a fashion stylist, let's put you on the spot, and why don't you explain to us and the audience what would be your vision for a photo shoot? What would it be if you had no limitations of money, time, models, location, anything?
Yeah, what would be your ideal shoot?
Yeah, what would be your ideal shoot? What would be that one thing that speaks to you?
Here it comes.
Can we get to the moon yet? Is that safe?
Oh. hey, let's just say anything. You want to go to the moon? Let's make it a moon shoot.
I think the moon looks cold. I would say Mars. That has a warmer, not warm as in temperature, but the color tones.
Color tones good. But if we need the moon, we can go to New Mexico.
Yeah.
But and Mars would be cool too. Anything in space. I don't know. I feel like it would be cool to play with. I mean, I'm sure we could just get on like, what are those little strings that people have like on the stage when they get lifted off the ground?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm sure we could just do that and do no gravity, but space would be cool.
That there you go.
You know what?
That is an idea.
You know, they had those, the planes that do the zero gravity for like 2 or 3 minutes that the astronauts train in.
Yeah, but this would be a lot easier to get a string. And
yeah, but I'm thinking that would be totally cool. I mean, I don't know how much money that would be to rent, but if we're not talking about money here,
rent
one of those 747s would go up, and then when it comes down, get like 2 minutes worth of like completely zero gravity, and you're doing a shoot. Pass me that light meter. No, that light's too close. That would be awesome.
Be crazy, man. Wait, let's just...
I'm not sure how we'd figure that out, but I would love to do something like that, especially if we had some models and dresses and just playing with the movement of that.
Oh, I like the way she thinks.
I do, too.
Yeah.
And the dresses, you know, that's coming off.
Oh, well, they'll be floating, you know.
But they'll be floating. But, I mean, you know, you don't know, like, where it's going to float to. You have no control over that.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be really kind of a crazy look.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty interesting. And obviously not from like a nude standpoint,
but
if you had the zero gravity and she was hanging upside down and her hair was hanging down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think her hair would be, it wouldn't be hanging,
it wouldn't be hanging down.
It would just
down,
kind
would
of
it?
Be, if her hair was really not a lot of hairspray or not any hairspray and just let it flow, it would just be really weird.
It would almost look like slow motion video,
yes,
you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking too.
Wow.
Or, kind of motion.
Or we set up a photo shoot in a pool.
Yeah, in a pool. That's kind of a similar look.
Well, we've actually had two of those set up, and the weather canceled us out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The pool ones are cool. I've seen a lot of shoots like that and some maternity shoots, I think, as well. Those are cool.
Yeah.
But for me, even still, it's like maybe that's a kooky idea, but it's, I feel like on my part, it's easy. I do the same research that I always do. We decide kind of what the theme is. I stick a model in the dress, and the rest of it is the photographer and the model, you know, having to do the work that they do.
Okay, listeners, if you're not inspired or excited to do something new and different with a stylist,
open up another bottle of Castle Spirits.
You know, yeah. No, you need to open up your mind and think about this. Think of the possibility, because I'm
kind of excited because I'm sitting here thinking,
not the possibilities of going to the moon. I'm just saying a shoot with her involved. You know,
so I my mind right now is going to a lot of different areas, such as New Mexico. Kind of has a moon feel to it. You know, and we could have them bounce off some trampolines to put them in the air, right? And then we can take the trampolines that later out in Photoshop,
or shoot them, you know, crop it out, or you know,
I
just
wonder,
crop it out later.
I wonder if we could get permission to shoot in that. I can't remember the exact name. It's like Flyaway or something.
Yeah, but that's a lot of air. You talking about the
iFly, please?
Yes.
Yeah. That's like skydiving, though, isn't
it? Yeah, it's like skydiving.
Yeah. It's exciting.
But you're
floating.
A lot of dresses
going over. You have on a helmet, though.
So. Yeah, that you'd have some dresses going over their head, you know, that kind of deal.
Well, not if we glued them down.
Well, I don't know if that's – well, you can do what you want. That's not the look I'm looking for. I'm looking
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for to get them jumping in the air and stopping them at that peak.
That apex
at that
of the
apex,
jump?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is what I always love to do with anybody, really.
Christian, if you don't work with Jim soon,
can I get you to
have a heart attack?
Jump? And they jump, and not only their clothes, but their hair, their cheeks, the cheeks in their,
okay.
You know, the skin in their cheeks.
All right, so I'm glad you went on this area. So this is, I think, one of the reasons why those aerobatic style fashion shoots are almost always done with a dancer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I know I need to do it. I want to do a lot of things, but I just don't make them happen. But I want to shoot a dancer. I've seen all these, like Alonzo Adams did some dancing.
Oh my God,
at the
he did.
Scissortail Park, and I thought that was so cool. I want to get somebody in flight. It doesn't have to be a ballerina. I want somebody, maybe it's an Asian type thing where they're leaping and it's just there's flowing material and there's things flying.
Well, they're going to have to be acrobatic.
Whatever. They've got
I mean,
to be
you say you
air.
Don't want a ballerina, but I mean, the reason they do so well is because they are.
Well,
that is part of their routines.
No, okay, let me take that back. Not a ballerina in a tutu. I'm saying
not
necessarily that, but somebody
not that outfit.
Yeah, somebody that's really good. That their legs are just really, just their toes are pointing like crazy, and they're tight, and they're just got that form, and there's something trailing, and there's flowing material. You know what I'm saying, Christian?
Yeah,
you know, just
yeah,
like some of that. And
okay,
colorful.
Christian, you need to set this up for us. We'll shoot it.
Apparently, I've got my agenda out right now. I need to pencil it in.
Wow. That'd be cool.
No, that would be really cool.
I think it'd be fantastic. I actually like this time. I really come alive because it's fall. Fall is one of my happiest seasons because it's not so hot that I don't sweat like crazy.
I love the
Christmas of the morning, having coffee outside, a little bit of fog. And then, you know, by 11 o'clock, the fog burns off and you have a nice day.
And
so, yeah.
The other thought was including water, kind of similar to what Jamie showed us when she went to imaging, I guess it was.
Yes.
And they used LED lights, but involving water, which is a little more involved, but, you know, that's just a thought. Let's talk offline.
Just talking offline, yes. Okay, so I want to go back into your fashion marketing degree.
Okay.
So what exactly is fashion marketing degree? Is that a degree that you got where you can go and help like a boutique sell more outfits? Or, I mean, what exactly does that entail? And the reason I'm asking is two years ago, when I started looking for stylists, and I was trying to find connection with industry leaders, I found this program at OSU in Okmulgee, I think it was. It was just kind of like a school of fashion marketing or something. It didn't have anything to do with stylists, and I could not find out what these people did on the website. I even sent the instructor a email, never got a response back. So what does your degree entail? I mean, when people leave this I guess the school, what is the traditional job they get?
I feel like a lot of people, and the thing that I first went to, you know, fashion school or fashion marketing school for was to be a buyer. And a lot of it, I think, is just kind of like analytics research and numbers. You know, buying is really just a bunch of Excel spreadsheets. I feel like it can translate over into a boutique. And that's what I was doing a lot when I was in college, was working in boutiques and stores like that. And merchandising is another thing, I like merchandising a little bit better than, I guess, the marketing side, because it's, you know, putting the outfits together Therefore, they sell to the customer, though. And doing your research on, like, who you're selling to, you know, what's popular in the market, putting the right things together for the right people at the right time, which, like I said, it kind of encompasses a lot the marketing aspect of it, but it can be all of that. But yeah, I feel like aside from having some design classes and the color theory and things that I talked about, there wasn't really a whole lot of how to be a stylist in that school. A lot of these things are just things that I've picked up on my own, really.
But you've picked them up because it's your passion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And because I don't want to sit at a desk and run numbers. I mean, buying is cool because you get to travel a lot, or at least kind of back in the older way of doing it, you can travel to different markets, to different countries, depending on how large of a scale that you're working, to go and look at new products or, like, feel something, feel, like, the fabrics, the textiles, see the colors, things like that. But ultimately, now that everything is becoming so digital, I feel like a lot of the traveling is taken out of it, and it really is just kind of sitting behind the desk running numbers.
So I guess
that's not my passion.
So they would have to send you the product rather than you go, like, ship it.
Or look at the website.
Well, but you want to feel it, though. You want to see how it feels,
right,
like she was saying. You'd have to just get it in the mail.
So then being a stylist has a lot more to do with passion and your own personal... I mean, are there stylist schools? Is there a school, such a thing like that? And I don't know. I'm asking.
No, I don't know. I mean, I know that there's more... what's the word? Focused, I guess, schools, like art institutes and things like that. I still feel like a lot of those are for people who want to be designers, though. And no, not really a whole lot of styling, other than, like I said, you know, how to put a purple shirt with a yellow skirt, but no, not that I know of, at least.
So let's say one of our listeners had an idea for a shoot. What does it look like to get in touch with you? Like, what does it look like to that meeting? What's involved with that? What kind of things would they need to bring to the table, I guess you could say?
Yeah. So the thing, kind of like you said earlier, is as a photographer, you kind of feel like the creative director, and that can be kind of scary, but I feel like that I'm just like the creative director's assistant, really. Is what do you have in mind that you're wanting to shoot? And then, like I said, I'll kind of go, and depending on if you're wanting to do something, you know, let's just keep talking, I guess, like editorial, like we're shooting for a magazine, what's going to be in trend for our market. But the things that I like to know are what the vision is. And like Rob said, I very much just kind of interpret that. And then seeing the model and what colors or what things would like look good on the model. And I like to try to have like a fitting or something scheduled to make sure that everything is actually going to work out the way that I think it's going to work out in my head. But it's really just kind of, you know, talking and consulting and bringing whatever the photographers or the company, I guess, whoever is needing the photo shoot done, their vision to life. For me, I feel like I don't really have a lot of creative control, you know? Because even if I was working with just a client as like a personal shopper, they still tell me what their style is or what it is that they're looking for. And then I just interpret that into something that I think that they would like. It's really nothing more than that.
Okay. So let's say that the photographer has a couple models or people that they want to work with. And I'm just going to say, like, for example, the shoot that I have on Tuesday. So they've got their own clothes. Now, I'm sure you would, but, you know, let's say you get involved and you would say, okay, let's take this jacket and maneuver it in a way to where it looks interesting, you know, like
make it, probably look
wrap
at what,
it around the head or something, you know, like do something creative with the piece of clothing rather than just put it on like a regular jacket. You know what I'm saying? Would you have
absolutely.
Those like, kind of ideas?
Yeah. And I think I do a lot, but. Like I said, I think it kind of boils down to what the vision is. You know, if we've got a denim jacket and somebody's wanting to do lifestyle, then sure, we'll just throw it on or tie it around their waist. But if we're doing a challenge to do something creative, then why not wrap it around your head like a towel or a turban or anything like that?
Cool.
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting point. The question that you asked was pretty good. You know, a lot of times when we shoot these models, we just say, I just bring a couple of outfits. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, send me a couple of shots of what you got. And then we're picking mm-hmm. them out going, I like that top. And, mm-hmm. hey, that skirt looks kind of flowy. I can work something with some light on that. Mm-hmm. Where Christian, the duty or responsibility of a stylist is that step above.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where you start with her first and say, the idea that I want to do is I want to shoot a model in a flowy dress, and the purpose is a lifestyle shoot for X magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
she sits there and goes, okay, these are the clothing choices that would be available to you that would speak the best to that magazine style. Then you
right.
then you might pick out like, hey, I really like this purple one, is really good. And then she would help maybe pick out the
something
model
to go with it, or,
yeah. that would go with it, or maybe accessories.
Yeah.
Like, okay, the one we did at Ayla, she had a purse. It was and it was called a saddle purse, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you look at the shot, and I'll put I can't share those yet.
Right.
I will share them soon. We don't want to share them online yet until we have a chance to have the magazine get first run mm-hmm. Rights.
Yeah.
So
excited for the world to see you.
Exactly. Yes. Very excited for the world to see it. So she does that. She's your extra.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the middle of practicing your craft and you're wanting to work with models and learn how to, you know, make art with these models, then, you know, doing it yourself and associating with the models, you're good to go. But when you want to go to that next level where you have a purpose for your images to go, not just, hey, I'm going to put them on Flickr, or I'm going to put them on Facebook, and yeah. people are going to give me a lot of mm-hmm. likes. This is where Christian steps in. This is where the stylist comes in and helps narrow the focus so that you have a better chance of success on what you're trying to do. That's what I think. Like the one you're doing with Hannah, mm-hmm. if you had Christian come, now she has to work inside of a limited closet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's going to be what the models bring.
Right.
Now she can step it up for you and talk to the model and say, hey, darling, this looks really good, but this is really out of style. So mm-hmm. shooting this isn't going to be a waste of time, but we're not going to get this published, or we're not going to get it, whatever. And it depends on what you're wanting.
Right.
You know, if the models are wanting some portfolio shots.
Yeah. Well, this was really their shoot. They asked me right. to shoot it, and they've kind of just, hey, we have this idea. Here's this. We're going to do clothes, but we're also going to do some other things. But
mm-hmm.
and so, yeah. Well. Go ahead. I forgot.
But no. But I think that's where the stylist really, you know, I have to say I've been reaching out to a lot of photographers, models, stylists, hair and makeup people, and there is a very small percentage of people that you can have coffee with and go, okay, this chick knows what the hell she's talking about. Christian's one of those people.
$1,000 degree.
That $1,000 degree. Hey, that piece of paper, that sheepskin goes a long way. And I still have to pay full price for my damn coffee when I go to Iote.
That's how really?
Well, yeah. Going, I'm like, hey, I'm Robert Trey. They're like, yeah, you're still paying full price.
Okay. You can wait right. in line like everybody else there.
So let our listeners know how they can contact you.
The best way to contact me is going to be on my Instagram. And it's just my name, so it's at Christian Styles. It is CHRISTION, a period, and STYLES, or my email, which will be on my Instagram as well. I'm really pretty easy to reach. If you have an idea, you can always just DM me, message me, or we can leave a paper trail through email as well, for any type of concepts or projects that people want to work on. Or like I said, I know the seasons are changing too, so people who are just looking to kind of up their personal style or refresh their closet can totally do a closet consultation as well.
Oh,
and
a see if closet we can consultation?
Yeah.
Well, oh, because you did see mention personal styling. Why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of how I mentioned earlier, I feel like some people are kind of timid and when it comes to the fashion world, or not really knowing what looks good on their body or how to put certain patterns and colors and things or whatever together. And so that's where I come in, and I just help people kind of refine what it is that they want to do. find some pieces that, you know, depending on your lifestyle too, you do, maybe you need something that's really quick, like 5 shirts that you can mix and match with everything in your closet. So just stuff like that, really helping people, make it more convenient just so that they feel better about the things that they're putting on. Because, you know, I feel like I'm a believer in you wear the clothes don't wear you. And you should never really feel embarrassed about something you have on. If you could be rocking a trash bag, and if you feel super comfortable in that, who's going to tell you that it's not stylish? So
that's I've seen that before. I've actually seen some fashion stuff, really crazy shoots with trash bags. I'm being serious. Anyway, so is that for men and women, or just for women?
It is for men and women. I will say the people that I most market towards are going to be probably between the ages of like 16, 18, and 32, like younger women.
Oh, man. So, because I was going to sit there and ask,
very serious fashion,
what does an over 50 fat guy wear?
Yeah.
I figure she's going to say, stay away from plaid, Robert.
So here's a question. I'm probably going to be sad I even asked this question.
Come on, ask it, baby. Come on.
Yeah. So the polo. Is the polo...
Oh, that's a good question.
Because I have read that the polo's out, man. Now, it depends on how old you are. But that's all I wear. That's my business. I mean, I have my business name on my polos and, you know, but...
Come on, Chrissy.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, I feel like polos are kind of for golfing or... if you're at work, but
that's all I wear. The golf shirts, I love them. They're very comfortable.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
You
though.
Know what?
he looks good in a tucked in shirt. He really does. Mm-hmm. Me, on the other hand, with my girth, and I'm just gonna go. That's a nice way of saying you're like seriously overweight and got a muffin top. Is I can't. I haven't tucked for like 4 years.
Yeah, it just. I like tucking it in, and I have to have a belt on. It just looks neat. It looks, you know, my slacks and my tucked in polo and my logo shirt, and I go and I look professional and I feel good about it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you look professional. I don't think it's necessarily out. I think that the world and fashion has just, well, not even fashion. I just feel like people in general lifestyles has become so much more casual. And
yeah,
like, you know,
it sure has.
You know, people are wearing athletic wear all the time and aren't going to the gym, you know?
Yeah, true. You're right. Yeah. Especially the yoga pants. Good grief.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Come on. What's with the yoga pants?
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying they're everywhere.
Yeah, but we don't have a problem with it because
Depends on who's wearing it. Now, you know, I have threatened, like, why is it allowed that these women that wear these,
right,
and a guy does it, and it's like, holy crap, dude, what are you doing? You know, I've threatened to do that, but it wouldn't be pretty, so.
You know, and okay, I am not by any means a fashionista, but there's
me
certain,
either.
There's certain things that I have to draw the line on, and I am really getting tired of the yoga pants.
Are you really?
I really. Now, from a male chauvinist pig that I am,
yeah,
I appreciate yoga pants.
Yeah.
Okay. They're definitely something to look at.
Yeah.
But as it speaks to a woman that is too damn lazy to go get something on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you wear them occasionally, I get it. But I know several people, okay, mainly baristas, because I've been a lot of coffee jobs. I don't think I've ever seen them in anything other than yoga pants in the years I have been going to the coffee shop.
Hmm.
Really?
Well, sometimes I'm deceived by the black tight jeans that look like yoga pants, kind of. You know,
have them that are like yoga. Dude, I saw one the other day that I swear to God it was like the tightest fitting blue jeans I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it was actually yoga pants look like blue jeans.
What about the ones?
The jegging.
I've seen
the
ones.
What? What are they called?
The jegging. The jean leggings.
Oh, yeah.
Jeggings.
Jeggings, yeah. Okay.
Wow. I did not
know. I was never really a fan of those.
I did not know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. I saw a video where a girl painted jeans on her, and she walked around naked with these jeans on to get people's reaction.
No, she did not.
I think I've seen that. No, I think I have.
Yeah. It looked real.
I've seen the picture.
People would look, are you? is this? Well, you know.
No, but to
she
me.
She had on panties, but it was, you know.
To me, leggings are quickly becoming in the same area as wearing sandals sweats. With white socks.
Oh. My boys
which
complain.
Is coming back. People do that.
My boys cool. My boys complained, gave me a hard time because when they were like two and three years old, they were going to daycare. No, what was it? Church or Easter? I forget what it was. Easter, and they had on sandals with white socks.
Oh my God!
Up to their calves, you know. And they're like, "Dad, why did you do that?" It was the thing then. Okay.
Wow. So, Christian, I got a question for you. Serious note. Are you okay. ready?
Yeah.
I think you have great advice about fashion.
Yeah.
And I think it could be very helpful to photographers as well as the, you know, the average layman or laywoman that's looking for, you know, maybe, you know, like how to wear a certain shirt. Why don't you have a website with a blog on it?
With a blog?
Or you could do like, you know, weekly fashion ideas and tips. Like, hey, you know, these colors are going to come back in season next year. So when you're out shopping, look for these colors. Or, you know.
It could also bring business to you, you know.
It could bring some business.
I think into making a blog. I do have a YouTube channel. I feel like a lot of people spend time on YouTube.
Oh, you do have a YouTube? You have a YouTube?
Yeah, it's just my name, Christian Betancourt. I actually just uploaded something earlier today. It's like 10 different fall inspired outfits. So anybody needs inspiration.
Awesome.
On how to dress for the coming season. Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely going to put all your info on the show notes. But that's cool. That's great.
No, that's great because I have a serious question. I want you to research for me. Okay.
Okay.
So, hopefully Jim will get to come on this trip with me to Chicago. So a couple of photographers got together and, you know, during this whole COVID thing, and we're going to make a trip, and the trip now is kind of taking on a mind of its own. We're creating a website and, we have, right now two sponsors that are kind of giving us some equipment to review while we're on this trip. And, it's going to be in Chicago next month. And for the last couple of years, I've been wearing blue jeans. Before that, I was a Columbia man. Like, I only wore Columbia. Like, down to my underwear was Columbia, okay? I went through this, like, I call it my Indiana Jones phase, where I just wore Explorer stuff and, like, outdoor stuff all the time. And it was really comfortable.
Right.
And as I gained a little extra weight, well, it's a little harder to find. But stretchy pants and blue jeans are nice. But I thought going to Chicago, I need to pack more camera gear and less clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I don't have a big wardrobe at all. And I'm thinking I need another pair of like some kind of like chino pants, you know. I call them like urban exploration pants, and I'm sure you've seen them like REI or Travel Smith.
Just buy a pair of khaki 511s. I love the 511s. I only have one pair. They're
okay, you're talking about the tactical 511.
Tactical 511s, yeah.
Okay, so I was going to do that, but I happened to be at REI the other day looking at some pants that I actually liked better.
Similar, though, with pockets and all that?
Oh, yeah, had pockets, had hidden pockets. It was made for, like, travel. Mm-hmm. Had 11 pockets on it, and most of them had zippers. And it was really cool, and it was very lightweight material. So it would roll up good. It was like stain resistant. You know, it wasn't like the ones you have are like super nice, but they're a little bit heavier. They're lighter than blue jeans, but heavier than this material.
Really?
It really was nice.
They're pretty light.
They're pretty light.
But I'd love them.
And I want you to look at your pants to see if they're gusseted on the inside seam, which I've been researching and I found that out.
What is gusseted?
Okay, so if you look at your jeans you have on now.
Yeah.
Now look on the inside seam on your leg. See how you got one seam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so up by your crotch area, it splits and it has like a triangle.
Triangle?
Yeah, it has a triangle.
On those jeans.
On the jeans, on the inside of your leg. So when you bend,
it has
that extra material there that kind of stretches. So it's like active wear pant.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I went down a rabbit hole, Christian. And
speaking of rabbit hole, this is a rabbit hole.
This is a good rabbit hole, but I'm giving her and my listeners, our listeners, some homework.
Yeah.
Because I have settled in on a particular brand that's called Kuhl. I think it's how you say it. It's K-U-H-L. And it's an overseas brand. They make a lot of adventure wear pants.
At REI?
Well, at REI carries that brand. Mm. And but I want you to look for me as a photographer that is slightly overweight, but, you know, is going to be active traveling in different kinds of weather and seasons. Mm-hmm. Like, what pants should I buy? Well, I mean, think about it.
It sounds like you found the pants that you needed.
Well, I found them. I'm going to order a pair and see what they're like and try them out. But, I mean, as a photographer, we have a lot of questions. We have a lot of conversation amongst ourselves of like, hey, what do you wear to a wedding? You know, what are your favorite right. clothes for a wedding? What are your favorite clothes to go, you know, meet a client? And everybody has personal preferences, personal styling, personal fashion, but we all agree we want to have comfortable shoes. We need pants that we can bend in and move in comfortably, that are not going to stain, that mm-hmm. are not going to show a lot of wrinkles, that kind of thing. But now I'm looking at traveling more, and if I'm traveling more, I'd like to have two pairs of pants, you know, one clean in my suitcase and one on my body that okay. could take, you know, flights, bus, train rides, you know, going into the field and shooting and coming back. And maybe it is easy to wash, easy to clean, you know, so I can swap them out. But you understand what I'm saying? So I'm looking for something fashionable that maybe is more, okay, I guess fashion, it would be less than practicality. And it would be great to see you have a local blog where I could go find that information with a local retailer.
Right.
Because I'm looking at these. So this is what I searched. So if you want to know what I'm talking about, this is what I searched okay. on Google. Yeah, that's it right there. Okay.
It's K-U-H-L, but the U has two dots on the top.
I know.
Is that home. Cool or Kuhl or?
You know, I figured like this sounded like something very Scandinavian-ish.
It is. It is very Scandinavian. Okay, so what I searched in Google was best men pants for urban adventures. And there were quite a few of, yeah, look at those.
Yeah, I think I like the 511s better, honestly. Those look like, what do you call the shorts?
You're talking about cargo pants.
Cargo pants, yeah. Those are very much cargo pants.
Yeah, they have different reinforcements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's got some pretty cool stuff on it. So you look at that for us and get back to us. We'll have you back on the show when you come up with some stuff. Oh, and another thing, I need shirts. Because I'm a T-shirt guy, and mm-hmm. like Jim, I wear polos when I go out and shoot with the clients. And I do have a couple of button shirts, but they're like the camper shirt, so it's straight cut at the bottom. Because I can't tuck.
Well, honestly, there's not a lot of choice. It's either T-shirts, polos, or button-up shirts, button-up T-shirt, you know, button-up long sleeve or short sleeve. That's all there is. What else is it going to be?
Really?
It's just the cut.
Men's fashion doesn't change a whole lot. Like yeah. Women's fashion does.
No, but we have okay. All right, so let's go.
Are you going to do wife beaters or
tank tops? No, but have you not seen photographers wear fitted white shirt with a stand-up collar? That's one. Then you have ones where the collars are laying down and maybe they have two buttons open. And then some guys are wearing like a V-neck light sweater and they'll wear like a bandana around their neck. Maybe I've been watching too many adventure photographers.
Yeah, you have. And those guys are cool.
Hey.
You know?
We're cool.
Are we?
We're all cool. Okay, yeah. Okay.
We're all cool. If you and I walk in.
Let me just say this. I don't know that I could pull that off.
I bet you could.
Yeah.
You pull off your cabbie hat.
So remember back, you know, the jokes about all these rock star photographers always wearing their such and such pants and their such and such shirt.
Oh, the skinny jeans.
The skinny jeans, yes. or the what do you call those? You call them my fancy pants, but what do you call those?
Oh, Mispy jeans.
You know those pants that like the Rock Revival, the bunch of stuff on the pockets and
all that. Yeah, it's all the studs
on the back. I've got a pair of those in the closet I haven't worn in months because, you know, they're just kind of out. So I'm not wearing those anymore. But they're very, very comfortable.
However, whenever you wear them, tell me a woman doesn't notice and say something about your butt.
They don't. Never.
They do.
I don't have a butt.
I have been there with you when they've mentioned it.
Because they were making fun of me. That's what
they were not making fun of you.
Yeah.
And besides, if a good looking woman's gonna make fun of me, I'll still take it.
Okay.
I mean, think about it.
Take a compliment.
Oh, wait a minute. And I think it was in Arkansas at Twin Peaks.
No.
Yes, it was. Remember? Yeah, the waitress.
Twin Peaks. Well, I don't remember.
Well, that's just their job.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Wow. Right. Yeah, they do that at Twin Peaks and at Hooters. So
all right, okay, now
they wanted a tip.
All right, you probably so definitely.
Thanks for blowing that for me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Thanks for blowing that now.
That's their job.
Oh my God. But if we walked into a senior citizen assisted living home right now, I mean, you'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They'd be calling us youngins.
Yeah, they would.
Hey, baby, come and sit on my lap.
Oh, my God. Talk about a rabbit tour and detour. All right, so you can check out Christian on Instagram is the best way to find her. She is going to actively work on a website, and we're going to put her email and her YouTube channel in the show notes so you can find her, reach out to her, and get her rates for her personal styling, men or women, and her photo shoot styling help, which I say, it raised up my photography output a couple of notches by far.
That's exciting. That's an exciting thought.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
It really is. All right. Well, we really appreciate you being on the show tonight. Stay on the air after we go off and we'll chit chat. No, don't say that.
No, you don't need to say that. Just
I know, because I already.
Yeah, we already told her that.
I already told her that.
Yeah. It's all good.
It's all good. It's all good. All right.
Okay.
Well,
thanks a lot, Christian.
Anything you want to leave our listeners before we sign off?
I don't know. Be nice to people. Be nice to yourself and be nice to others.
I love that.
That's the title. Be nice with
Christian.
Perfect. I like that. And I think I'm gonna do her name. I'll do Christian, and over the O, I'm gonna put the two little dots to make it look Christian.
Right, but
the
what's the
sueño
for the N?
Yes, that's what I'm gonna do—the little tilde or something to kind of make. I'll just make all kinds of fancy stuff up. All right. We're gonna talk to you soon. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. And
hey, thanks for listening. And go give us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
Yes, thanks a lot, Christian.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for listening. You can find Jim at jimfelder.com and Robert at treywickimages.com. Send us an email at twins@photofaxpodcast.com or voicemail at 405-585-6337.
Check out our YouTube PhotoFax channel for weekly tips and tricks. Visit our Facebook page for news and discussion. Please help others find this podcast by reviewing us on iTunes. We really appreciate your support.